Come on, everyone, hands high in the air. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna!
Krishna,
Krishna!
Hare Krishna. That was a very thank you, Kripa Maya Prabhu, for your kind introduction. We're very fortunate to be here. Kripa Maya Prabhu said, we're all fortunate to be here. I'm certainly very fortunate to be here this evening. I didn't expect that we'd be sitting here. I've just arrived from Switzerland just an hour or two ago, and it's such a good fortune to be here. Kripa Maya Prabhu mentioned there are four sadhus, but I see maybe 400 sadhus and sadhvis. Every devotee here, so many god sisters and god brothers and senior Vaishnavas and devotees who are dedicating their lives to Srila Prabhupada's service, his mission. It's very wonderful to be here this evening. I wasn't aware of the topic until we arrived here, so I'm just going to read a few quotations from Srila Prabhupada on cooperation. Now, Kripa Maya Prabhu mentioned another thing there, that a sadhu is someone who's living a very good life. Well, we can attest to that, and we'll talk a little bit about that later on. But certainly, if we understand this point of cooperation and Srila Prabhupada's mission, we will certainly experience how fortunate we are. By keeping Srila Prabhupada in the center, remembering his sacrifice for all of us, Srila Prabhupada spent so much time here at the Bhaktivedanta Manor. He came here in 1977. On his last visit to the Western world, just a few months before his pastimes became unmanifested, so to speak. And he came here because of the love of his devotees. He was feeling so much the reciprocation with his disciples in the Western world, who were going out every day. Many of you here were here at that time, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books by the thousands, and spreading the mission of Krishna, of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, here in the United Kingdom. And this is where real unity comes, or cooperation comes, when we meditate, and not just meditate, but find out how to, let's say, fulfill the will of Srila Prabhupada. And that was the mood of the devotees then. Prabhupada was just so much, many of you were here, is so much, reciprocal, so much indebted to the love of his devotees. So I'm going to read a few quotes of Srila Prabhupada. Cooperation in the age of Kali. We all know this age of Kali is not a very easy time. It's the age of hypocrisy, the age of quarrel. Unity is not the easiest thing. Cooperation in the age of Kali means you do what I say or else, in many cases. If you get in the way of my sense gratification, then I have to get rid of you. This is often the case. Of course, there are different modes of nature, but this is a prominent mood. So this is not the mood of our Krishna consciousness movement. Srila Prabhupada, Hare Krishna. It's often said about Srila Prabhupada, one astrologer said about Srila Prabhupada, that he has built a house for the whole world to live in. Obviously, that's not a house of bricks and stones. It goes beyond that. It's a house of consciousness with Krishna in the center. Because we all belong in that house. Actually, it's very unnatural to not cooperate. That's why we're in the material world. The natural thing is to cooperate with Krishna and to cooperate with the devotees of Krishna. That is natural. So we'll just read a few quotations from Srila Prabhupada. This is in Bombay in 1975. Srila Prabhupada said, "So this is a memorable day. What he desired, I am trying little bit." Srila Prabhupada is talking about his spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master wanted that Krishna consciousness should go all over the world, and particularly asked Srila Prabhupada to take this message. "And you," Prabhupada is now talking about all the devotees, "and you are all helping me. So I have to thank you more. You are actually representatives of my Guru Maharaj." Prabhupada began to cry. "Because you are helping me in executing the order of my Guru Maharaj." And this is one point, to always put the order of the spiritual master in the center of our lives. This is in Los Angeles, 1973. "You have all got good intelligence. Now use it to full capacity for Krishna's service and cooperate together. That will please me very much." This is a great science. Srila Prabhupada, someone mentioned, he's given us everything that we need. He's given us everything we need. We just have to learn to work together. This is the unity. Prabhupada talk, even amongst the GBC members here, he's saying, "With all the GBC and senior men present, we should discuss how to make unity in diversity." Kali Yuga is, there's certainly plenty of diversity. And one of the problems is, it's not so, we can say, organized. It's not so clear as to where we fit in. So the unity part is sometimes very difficult. We have plenty of diversity. So that unity, let's see what Prabhupada says. "So our mission is to give this benediction to all humanity. Let us cooperate together on this basis so it would be more of a more effective United Nations. We shall be united on the basis of the prime need for human society, spiritual life." And then in Calcutta, or a letter rather, from Prabhupada when he was in Calcutta, to Vibhavati, "Our ISKCON should be taken as being a family based upon love and trust. So as the father becomes unhappy when one of his children wishes to break family connections, I also become unhappy when there is difficulties within our ISKCON family. So please do not consider leaving, as you are spiritual children of mine. Please chant your rounds sincerely and read carefully all the books and dedicate your life equally to Krishna and your spiritual master. That will make you happy." And in Bombay again, "Material nature means dissension and disagreement, especially in this Kali Yuga. But for this Krishna consciousness movement, its success will depend on agreement, even though there are varieties of engagements. In the material world, there are varieties, but there is no agreement. In the spiritual world, there are varieties, but there is agreement. That is the difference. The materialist, without being able to adjust the varieties and the disagreements, makes everything zero. They cannot come into agreement with varieties. But if we keep Krishna in the center, then there will be agreement in varieties. This is called unity in diversity. I am therefore suggesting that all our men meet in Mayapur every year during the birth anniversary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, With all GBC and senior men present, we should discuss how to make unity in diversity. But if we fight on account of diversity, then it is simply the material platform. Please try to maintain the philosophy of unity in diversity. That will make our movement successful. And Prabhupada gives the example of a bundle of sticks. He quotes Aesop's fables of the father of many children with a bundle of sticks. When the father asked his children to break the bundle of sticks wrapped in a bag, none of them could do it. But when they removed the sticks from the bag and tried one by one, the sticks were easily broken. So this is the strength in unity. If we are bunched up, we can never be broken. But when divided, then we can become broken very easily. Actually, that was a letter. Prabhupada was in Bombay when he wrote it. A letter to Kirtanananda. There are so many quotes of Srila Prabhupada on unity. How we can bring about unity. No, it is simply by cooperation we can do very big things. United we stand, divided we fall. And the secret of unity, the secret, of course, is putting the Acharya in the center, Krishna in the center. But in practical terms, when we come together like this, when we come together, and what for do we come together? Why do we come together? Why are we all here tonight? Want to, what? Hear about Krishna? We want to chant Krishna's glories, hear Krishna's glories. Many times Srila Prabhupada wrote, for unity and peace amongst the devotees and in the world, we must come together regularly for kirtan, chanting the holy names together. Chanting the holy names together, we may have our differences. But when we all come together, even persons who are not practicing Krishna consciousness, we see that there's such a wonderful environment, a wonderful, Prabhupada said, this kirtan is to create an environment where we can all come together. The temples are places where people can come and hear about Krishna, chant Krishna's names together. This satisfies our hearts. When the heart is satisfied, where is there disunity? Where is there envy? Where is there ill feelings towards anyone? And this kirtan, coming together of kirtan, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, practically every year the residents of Kulina Gram would come to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya would more or less give the same answer. They would ask, What is our duty and how to execute it? And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, your duty is Vaishnav Seva, serving the devotees. Serving them is so sweet, to serve devotees. You want to be happy? In one sense, of course, we can't say we give up the desire to be happy in one sense, but we primarily put the desire of others or the happiness of others in the forefront. You serve the Vaishnavas and you chant the holy name incessantly. This way your life will be fulfilled, perfected. These two things, Lord Chaitanya would say them over and over again. Very simple. Sometimes we forget. We want to be served ourselves. And we forget to chant. But it's actually very joyful. It's very happy. That's why, But I personally experience it. It's a very joyful existence. Just a little opportunity to serve the devotees and chant Krishna's names. I'm not much of a philosopher. I don't have, like Kripa Maya said, I was a treasurer. Maybe I'm good at counting pounds, shillings and pence or something. But I'm not very good at much, really. But at least by Prabhupada's mercy and by your mercy, and we're able to. absorb to some degree in Nam Sankirtan, or the chanting of the holy name of God. And this brings us all together. Envy goes away, isn't it? When we dance and chant together, isn't it? You feel all your problems, isn't it? All the so-called problems. It's like when you come in Prabhupada's association many times, devotees in anxiety, and seriously with Prabhupada immediately flies away. It's like sometimes Prabhupada say, you clap your hands, 1, 2, 3, and all the crows fly away. It's like that with kirtan. I know some of our bodies are getting old. We may not be able to dance as we did 40 years ago. But still, as much as possible, at least we participate in kirtan. There are many other aspects, no doubt, and other devotees who are here today will speak on and expand on these points in a deep and meaningful way. I'm just setting a few points in motion here. As I, frankly speaking, I don't feel myself as a good example of somebody who is bringing cooperation, to be honest. I feel I have a lot to learn, but devotees are tolerating me, and somehow or another I'm able to move around and chant and dance still. Krishna knows that if I wasn't able to do that, I probably wouldn't have anywhere or any part to play. So whatever part it is, just like in a great orchestra, I don't know if any of you have ever been a part of a philharmonic orchestra. You've surely seen them. And it's not like everyone's playing the same instrument, is it? One person may be playing the trumpet, somebody may be playing the violin, somebody the piano, somebody the recorder, many, many, many different instruments. And each and every one of them, they play their instruments at the same time. It's not that there's a competition between the cello and the recorder. If there is, what will be the result? It will not be very philharmonic. A cacophonous noise. Everyone competing to listen to me. Or you should be playing the instrument the same as me. No, every one of us has our unique individuality. And that's the wonderful thing about Krishna consciousness, one of the many wonderful things, is that so many wonderful, diverse personalities all together, coming together for the common purpose of chanting the holy names and serving Srila Prabhupada's mission, putting Krishna in the center. So how does that orchestra become philharmonic? There is a what? Conductor, not a bus conductor. Orchestral conductor, director. And he's there with his stick. And exactly at that moment, you come in with your trombone or your violin or whatever it is, and it sounds so nice, so united, so sweet. So that's the art in Krishna consciousness, of seeing how everyone is a part and parcel of Krishna. Everyone must have their part. We don't have to change our part. The art is to encourage people, whatever part we've been given, whatever we've been given by Krishna, to utilize that for Krishna's pleasure. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you.